And you mentioned your own understanding of the culture being helpful. What kinds of cultural understandings do you have?
The influence of culture is really important on the way that people look upon disease, and also the generation. I mean, there's 5 to 7 generations now in this country of Asian people, and obviously every generation has got a different view of how they're going to take on the disease on board. So you have to cater your advice to suit that generation. For example, the younger Asian people in this country, most of them are educated, and they will be able to take on board what you're saying, read the literature, etc. Whereas the older generation are very set in their ways, and they tend to take on board old advice as such. So you have to work a bit harder with those people. You have to give realistic advice to patients from different ethnic minority groups. I mean, for example, for Asian people, if I was to have a, say, 60 or 70-year-old that came through to me with diabetes and they had a BMI of, say, 30, which most of them do, you have to be very realistic as to how you're going to give that advice. I mean, I wouldn't tell that lady to go to a gym and do workouts 5 times a week, 30 minutes, because that lady is not going to go to the gym, first of all, because of cultural barriers. It's more realistic to say you're going to need to go out for a walk 3 or 4 times a week, maybe with your grandchildren in the evening. So you need to pitch the advice realistically with the right generation, with the right group of people, and with the right gender.
What gender differences would there be?
Certain groups, I mean, certain religions, for example, if you're a Muslim, there are certain women that will not go to, say, the gym because there will be men there. So therefore, you have to cater the advice and also look around in the area to see if there are women-only sessions that they can go to. But also, the age difference as well. I mean, a 60, 70-year-old is not going to want to go to the gym, so you have to be realistic and see what you can cater or advise to do in the home setting or with the family.
What sort of things with the family or in the home setting?
Well, Asian people, I would say most Asian people have DVD player or a video at home. And we love watching DVDs and Indian films and films in general. So it might be, I mean, you can, for example, say, I mean, also listening to Asian music, if they want to sort of do some form of exercise in the house while listening to Asian music. And also there are some Bhangra dancing groups, exercise sessions for women only, that have started in our PCT. So I think PCTs are actually catering now for the population, because they're realising in order to get this advice across and to get people to comply with treatment, they're going to have ethnically friendly regimes in place.